You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Monday. Normally, Garrett joins us on a Monday, but he's off this week on vacation. I hope he's having a fabulous time. So it's just us naughties, but don't worry, we've got enough gossip, new celebrity dish to keep us going for the next 20 minutes. Let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Did you sing along? Thank you very much. Okay, big story at the top of the show. Meghan Markle is planning an intimate birthday bash for little Prince Archie, who turns 4 on May 6. So it's the same day as the coronation. We know that Meghan is not going, and they're saying it's because she wants to spend time with Archie in California on his birthday. So alongside her and Harry's rescue chickens, their 3 dogs, her mom Doria, and lots of school chums, there might be some famous faces in the crowd to wish little Archie a happy birthday. Can you imagine going to school with Archie? All those parents are going to want to be invited, all those kids. I do love, too, that Meghan's mom, Doria, has been a constant in little Archie's life and Meghan's, and I think it's just lovely that they're all going to get together. However, this is where the story gets a little bit complicated. Nearly 6,000 miles away, Archie's dad, Prince Harry, will be attempting to race home from attending his dad, King Charles's coronation at Westminster Abbey in London. Sources are telling Page Six that Harry will fly commercial, not private. They try to be environmentalists, and it looks so bad, doesn't it, when all these celebrities are telling us about saving the world, saving the environment, and then they hop on and off private jets. I'm told he will be flying commercial, and he may even jump back on a flight after the 11 a.m. ceremony, which means he could arrive home in the early evening thanks to the 8-hour time difference. That's the time difference between California and London. It's massive, isn't it? Once when I was in London and my husband Bruce was working in California, he was there for a couple of weeks working and I was in London, it was so hard to actually figure out a time of the day when we could speak, because there's 8 hours made such a difference. When I called him in the morning, he had yet to go to bed. It was so bizarre. It was such a mind spin, an explosion. But because of that time difference, Harry might be able to get back to California for his little boy's 4th birthday. I think that's adorable. Hey, let me tell you a little bit about what's going on in London. Harry is still not speaking to his brother William. Multiple royal insiders have confirmed. However, claims that William's wife, Princess Kate, made the decision to uninvite Meghan from the coronation. They are completely false. So there was rumours over the weekend that the real reason Meghan is not going is that Kate disinvited her. It has nothing to do with Kate. These are not Kate's invites. They are Charles and Queen Camilla. Nothing to do with Kate. And Kate would not get involved in this. She's quite a politician within the family. And she doesn't poke her nose in to places where it doesn't belong. And that's why she's so popular within the family. Sources are telling me that Harry's going to be sitting close to his cousins, Princess Eugenie and Princess Beatrice. They're the daughters of disgraced Prince Andrew and Sarah Ferguson. Sarah Ferguson is not invited. No. They don't want her there. But Harry's going to be in a good seat, but he's not going to be in the best seats. He's going to be with the cousins, Eugene and Beatrice. And there he will watch his one-time father's mistress, Camilla Parker Bowles, be crowned the title that was once promised to his beloved mother. Gosh, that's going to be hard, isn't it? We forget because time has passed, we've moved on, rightfully so. But Camilla and Charles had an affair. He was married to Princess Diana, Harry's mommy. And so there's a lot of feelings there, understandably so. I think the nation has moved on and really accepted Camilla as their queen, as Charles's, at least maybe not their queen, but they've definitely accepted her as Charles's chosen person. I'm not sure that's the case exactly with Harry. Insiders are saying that the relationship is thawing between Charles and Harry, with one insider telling Page Six, there is now more than ever a willingness to at least try and have a relationship. So these two are trying. Also to Meghan's help, and Meghan doesn't want any more rifts in the family. She wants her children to know their grandfather, King Charles, particularly because they're not going to get to know their other grandfather, her long-estranged father, Thomas Markle. Insiders add that Meghan's decision to skip the coronation was basically because she wanted no more drama. She wanted no more drama. But sources tell Page Six that Harry's attendance at the coronation is important because it reminds everybody that in fact he is a royal, and get this, it does help to keep the Sussexes' brand bright and shiny. Ooh, so maybe that's why he's going, and maybe that's why Meghan is not going, because of all the drama. Meghan's going to be in New York on May 16th to accept an award by Gloria Steinem, which describes her as, quote, one of the most powerful and influential women in the world, lover or hater. She certainly is influential and very powerful and very, very famous. But one of her friends is warning that even though Meghan might be trying to stay away from royal drama, there's lots of drama in her future because she has, get this, political aspirations. Ooh, can you imagine Meghan Markle running for office, maybe president? Wow. This brings us to our poll question of the day. Prince Harry is going to try and make every effort to get back home in time for Archie's 4th birthday. It looks like it's physically impossible, but because of the 8-hour time difference, he could leave right after the ceremony, right after the coronation. It's early in the morning, rush to the airport, get on a flight. It's a really long flight, but he might be able to make it back home. So that's what he's going to try to do. Our question is, should they just change the date of the little boy's birthday? He's only 4. My friend Nikki Gostin from Page Six, we were talking about this. Nikki is a brilliant royal expert and also a mom. She said at 4 years old, you don't know the date. You don't have a calendar. Just tell Archie it's his birthday this weekend and have a big party. He'll never, ever know the difference. It's a really interesting idea. Should you just pretend his birthday's a different date? He'll never know. He'll have a cake. His friends will come over. Just tell him his birthday's this weekend. He's 4. He doesn't have a calendar. What do you think? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. I love this story. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello were spotted kissing at Coachella 1 year after they broke up. So during the first night of Coachella, the former couple were recorded. We have video of them packing on the PDA while watching a performance together. In the clip, Camila and Sean are smiling at each other before going in for a steamy kiss as people in the crowd looked on. Elsewhere during the night, The former couple, who did split in November 2021, chatted together and enjoyed some drinks with friends. The mini reunion comes 1 year after they released a joint statement announcing they were breaking up after 2 years together. Their split came as a surprise to fans, as the pair were spotted making out in Miami just a few months earlier. So while they did not disclose much about their romance last year or why they broke up, Camilla did get candid about how her priorities had shifted in the relationship. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but these two, they look like they're back together. Heavy kissing. In public too. So if they wanted to do this in private, goodness gracious, they're both so rich, they can afford a lovely hotel or go somewhere very private. No, kissing in the crowd, so they clearly don't mind us knowing, and we don't mind either. Kiss away. Okay, moving along. Sam Smith is being slammed for satanic and grotesque tour performance. So Sam Smith, who is non-binary and uses the they, them pronouns, was criticised for his show, which is called Gloria on Tour. Their stage outfits included devil horns, nipple tassels, and even a wire crown. One person tweeted, quote, "Last night Sam Smith performed a satanic show filled with sexual references, fetish gear, and a grotesque imitation of sex acts on stage where children were in the audience." Another person said it was disgusting and perverted. This is not the first time Sam has been criticised for his stage performances. Last year, do you remember when he performed at the Grammys his song Unholy, wearing a similar costume? People went nuts, including Ted Cruz, the senator, who blasted Sam Smith's performance as, quote, evil. Now, lots of people responded to Ted Cruz saying, quote, "Evil is when a man walks into a school and murders a dozen children. Evil is not when a musician dances around stage in a devil suit." What do you think about this? It is a really racy show, and it reminds me of in the 80s when I was in Britain and I went to see Madonna. My mum and dad thought it was outrageous that this woman in a wedding dress would roll around on the floor and grab her crotch. And if we go back even further in time, people thought Elvis Presley was shocking. He got banned from performing on TV shows because his hips were swivelling too much. Are we just being prudes here? Has the country changed? Has music changed? Has sexuality changed? And you know what you're going to get out of Sam Smith? He's not Mary Poppins. It makes me laugh. It's like when people see Nicki Minaj. She's not Taylor Swift. You know it's going to be a racy show. If you go to see Madonna, you know she's going to be outrageous. She's not Lionel Richie. So I think people know what they're going to get here, and Sam certainly delivers. Ooh, more dating rumours. I love this. Kendall Jenner was spotted dancing during Bad Bunny's Coachella set over the weekend. So Kendall was spotted dancing the night away at Coachella. She wasn't with Sean or Camilla. She was with her own friends, and she was listening to her rumoured boo. The model could be seen moving her hips at the Empire Polo Grounds as the singer, whose actual name is Benito Antonio. Isn't that lovely? I love that name, but I do love the name Bad Bunny. The reality star's night out comes just 2 weeks after she and Bad Bunny were spotted kissing on a date in Los Angeles. Just days before that, the two of them tried to hide from the paparazzi while they had dinner with Justin Bieber and his wife. They're together. My sources tell me they are together. She's with him. She's really excited about this. They're not yet ready to announce it, but they're not hiding it either. Like, she knows that if she goes to Coachella, she's going to be seen. And if she's dancing while he sings, we're going to put it all together. So she's fine with this. He's fine with this. They're not ready to announce anything, but the two of them are really into each other. Oh, what a beautiful couple. Hey, quickly, before we get a break, this is shocking. Lisa Marie's ex gets custody of the twins amid the family battle. So Lisa Marie Presley's ex-husband, Michael Lockwood, has been appointed the legal guardian of their twin daughters amid concern that this is not what the late star wanted. Michael was not even invited to Lisa Marie's funeral following her sudden death at the age of 54 in January. A source added that Lisa Marie's mother, Priscilla Presley, ended up getting him into the ceremony at Graceland. She slipped him in, but he wasn't invited. Lisa Marie would not have wanted him there. It's not known whether Lisa Marie left any provision for who would care for her daughters following her death. Lisa Marie filed for divorce from Lockwood in 2016 after 10 years of marriage, and it was an ugly, ugly fight, a really contentious legal battle over the twins right up to her death. It was never really solved. Friends of Lisa Marie's are saying he is the last person that she would want looking after her daughters. Plus, this gives him an enormous amount of power over the Elvis Presley estate because Lisa Marie's three daughters inherited it. Lisa Marie sold the bulk of her dad's estate in 2004, including the rights to his name and his image, but she kept Graceland, which is worth over $500 million. So we're talking $500 million here. So this is certainly about the money. Always follow the money. We'll let you know what happens. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty Benoit Show. I'm your host, Drum Shooter. Hey, let's get to the polls. Last show, we talked about how Prince Harry will attend King Charles's coronation without Meghan Markle. Are they making the right choice? Let's have a look. Oh, 72% said yes, it is the right choice. Meghan should not go. You know, she can't win here, can she? If she doesn't go, she'll be criticised. If she does go, they'll say she's trying to steal all the focus, all the attention. So I think actually this might be the best idea too. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day. Katy Perry and Lionel Richie are going to perform at King Charles's coronation. So Katy Perry, Lionel Richie and Andrea Bocelli have all agreed to perform at King Charles's upcoming coronation concert despite a succession of stars who refused to do so. The BBC announced the lineup for the event taking place on Sunday, May 7th, one day after Charles and Camilla are crowned the new sovereigns. The BBC said, quote, "The concert will celebrate a new chapter in the nation's history with themes of love, respect and optimism." Oh, I like that. Perry and Richie have known Charles for years and they've served as ambassadors for his charities. So it sounds a bit random, doesn't it? Lionel Richie, Katy Perry. Is Prince Charles a huge fan of American Idol? Maybe, but actually it's a much closer connection. Katy Perry served on a fund that Prince Charles started and she said, quote, "I'm really excited to be performing at the coronation concert and to help shine a further light on the British Asian Trust Children's Project Fund." She's been working to find a solution to child trafficking with Prince Charles for many, many years. And Lionel Richie, he's the first ever global ambassador for the Prince's Trust. And so he has a long relationship too with the King. Hey, congratulations. Now let's do our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Kim Kardashian has been accused of another Photoshop fail, with people asking, where's your middle finger? So Kim Kardashian was called out for heavily editing her latest selfie after several fans noticed that her middle finger was missing from the image. While some fans point out how hot she looks in the picture, others are pointing out how badly the picture has been allegedly photoshopped. One person asked, "Wait, where's the middle finger?" Laugh out loud. "Why is this picture edited so much?" Another person said, quote, "The amount of editing is absurd. Just post a regular picture. Nobody cares. You're in your 40s. She looks amazing. Why all this photoshopping?" Now, you will know, if you listen to this show at least, that Kim has been accused of doing this many, many times. Perhaps the most notorious photo fail for Kim was when she edited the face of Khloe's daughter True onto the body of Kylie's daughter Stormy in a photo from a trip to Disneyland. Enough. You look great. Stop editing these pictures. Okay, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Thank you so much for the response to our bonus podcasts that we've been doing on Saturday. So Monday to Friday, we love to bring you all the celebrity gossip. But on the weekends, we do a really short podcast, just 6, 7, 8, 10 minutes, where we talk about some much more important stuff, stuff that can really help you. And the response has been overwhelming. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Today's moment of Rob. How often do you put off doing something because it makes you feel uncomfortable? Saying, I will do it tomorrow, is the easiest way to make sure nothing ever happens. Nobody knows this better than me. In fact, I took a decade off of really doing nothing because I just kept pushing my dreams further and further away. However, all that changed when I started being honest with myself about the real reason that I was not doing stuff. It wasn't because I was lazy or stupid. It was because I was scared. Admit it, and it will help. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can, and remember, all together now, sing along. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Dip, dip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.